Module 6. Let's get connected. Unit 14. What are networks like? Activities 8 and 9.
Hi, everybody. Today we're going to discuss network topology. Let's have a quick look at the most commonly used network topologies. This is the bus topology. All computers and network devices are connected to a single cable or backbone. It is pretty old technology and it's not used much anymore. This is probably one of the least expensive types of networks to install, but it's not considered efficient enough for a large number of workstations. In fact, a fault or break in one station could easily bring down the rest of the network. This is called the ring topology. It is a type of network configuration where each computer is connected to the other in the shape of a closed loop or ring. Each data packet is sent around the ring until it reaches its final destination. Note that any node or address in the ring has the potential to bring down the remaining network. This is the star topology, which is by far the most commonly used topology. In this layout, all computers are connected to a central wiring point, such as a hub or a switch. All devices in this configuration are connected by their own individual cable or wireless connection. This topology is more reliable than the others because a fault on one device or cable can be isolated to that particular segment. Another advantage is that it is easier to add additional devices without network interruption. Finally, this is the tree topology. It combines characteristics of both bus and star topologies. It consists of groups of star-configured workstations connected to a linear bus backbone cable. Tree topologies allow for the expansion of an existing network. As with the star topology, the tree topology also has a number of advantages, such as being able to easily expand the network, and if a segment is damaged, the other segments are not affected.